Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Ches, Brachos 8. And we start on the bottom of Zion Mabez, where we have a teaching that Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Nachman, my time will also marrow be Kanishta. He says, how come you, Rabbi Nachman, are not coming to the synagogue to pray? And Rabbi Nachman was the Av Bezdin. Rabbi Nachman was the head of it. And so how come you weren't coming to daven with us? So Amroway, Rabbi Nachman said to Yitzchak, Oyachilna, I can't come, I'm too weak. He had an excuse. So he said, Amroway, well, so what? L'chan fei l'mara sarva. It's like, you're the Av Bezdin, you're the head of the court. Gather a group of minyan together and daven in your house. So Rav Nachman said, no. Amroway, tricho l'mil. So he says, this is a pain in the neck. He says, it's too hard for me to do it. So v'leimale mara v'shluchei de tzibura, but in the dematzle tzibura leisi v'lo de l'mar. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, well, at least tell the chazin that he should come and tell you at the moment he's going to daven so that you can do your prayers at the same time that he's praying. So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm really my kuli ha. He's like, why are you going to such a degree? Well, it's a pain. It's not worth it. So Rabbi Yitzchak responded, Amar Rei D'Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mai Dechsev, because he said Rabbi Yochanan explained the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What do we do with the verse that says, "Vani Tfilasi L'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon"? That David HaMelech, King David, said this verse, that it should be the will that I pray before you at a time of Eis Ratzon, at an appropriate time. It means that there's an appropriate time to pray before God. And when is this appropriate time? Emosai Eis Ratzon. When is the appropriate time to pray before God? B'shah Shat Tzibur Mispalin, when the community prays. And that's the time, even an individual's prayer, if he's praying by himself, if it's an Eis Ratzon, if it's a time where the community's praying, that's the appropriate time. So Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina said from here, Kamar Hashem be'eis ratzon anisicha, that God says, thus says Hashem, at an eis ratzon, and when it was an appropriate time, that's when I answered your prayers, that's when an individual's prayer is answered. Ravacha Rabbi Hanina said from here, Hein el kabir v'lo yimas, behold, he's a mighty God, and God does not despise, that Hashem does, and it says, kabir koach lev, and this means that God does not despise the prayers of the many. Uksiv padah b'shalom, Nafshi mikravli ki berabim hayu imadi, that God redeemed my soul in peace because many were standing with me. That David said to Hashem, redeem me in peace from the wars that are coming upon me because there are many people that are praying with me. We see from here the power of praying as a community. And indeed, says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, is a similar price. So Rabbi Nassim says, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilas San Shal Rabim. How do we know that God does not reject the prayers of the masses? Because it states, Hein El Kabir V'lo Yimas. He's a God, he's a mighty God, he does not despise. It says, Pada B'Shalom Nafshi Mikravli. And then the price continues, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God said, Ka Osek B'Toro B'Milas Chasadim. Whoever engages in Torah study and acts of kindness, these which are things that bring peace in the world, and also Mispalam Atzibor, whoever prays with the community, Malanilav, I am going to consider that person, Kiu Padani Li Uvanai Mibain Umas Olam. I'm going to look at that person as though they have redeemed me, God, from amongst the nations of the world. It's almost like they have found my existence in the world. And so therefore, that's the power. And the students of Rabbi Yonah explained that when the temple was standing, then the merit of the temple stood for Israel in a place of Torah and acts of kindness and synagogue. But now that we no longer have the temple, those three things, the Torah study, the acts of kindness, and the synagogue, come to stand in for the place of the temple. And so when we do these things, when we do the Torah and acts of kindness, And when we do those three things of Torah, acts of kindness, and synagogue, it's as though the temple is still standing. And that's why it says, like God says, like you've redeemed me from amongst the nations of the world. And says Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis kenesus be'iro, and eino nichnas sham l'spalel, somebody who has a synagogue in his city and he doesn't enter into there to pray, nikra shachin ra, such a person is called a bad neighbor, as it states from the verse of Jeremiah 12:14, for all the bad neighbors that touch the inheritance that I bequeathed to my people Israel. And since the synagogue is considered a Nachas Hashem, that means to say that someone who doesn't enter into there to pray is basically disrespecting the synagogue and is called a shachin ra, is called a bad neighbor. Now, who are they a bad neighbor to? So most commentaries say that this was a bad neighbor to God, because they, since God wants us to come to the synagogue, which is the place where God's presence is resting, and the person by not coming is like your bad neighbor, you're not visiting their house. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that we're a bad neighbor to our other neighbors, because we're not causing the divine presence to come, because when the people gather to pray, that's when the divine presence comes. And because we're not going to synagogue, that's causing people to not have the divine presence in our midst. Another interpretation, which I remember I first heard from my teacher of blessed memory, Rabbi Mitch Chaifetz, and he quoted Rabbi Salvechik. I heard this over 25 years ago. He says, no, because the reason why you're a bad neighbor is because we need everybody's prayers in the synagogue in order for the prayers to go up. One person might be a very beautiful voice. Another person might have very good intent. Another person might be excellent at saying the words properly. Another person might just have the most incredible merits because of all the charity they give. Another person might just be excellent at visiting the sick. And it's only when we come together as a community, that's when our prayers have a chance of piercing through the gates of heaven. So the person who says, oh no, I can't go to synagogue, that's a bad neighbor, because you're preventing my prayers from going up. We need you in prayers in order for our prayers to be successful.